few questions for you. First, I want to see if we can agree on something. All right. So, do we agree that in order for evolution to be true, that natural selection needs to be able to produce new genetic information?
Natural selection doesn't produce information. It sort of weeds through the information, I guess I would say.
Okay, so I see some people in the chat saying yes, some people saying no. So I really want to hone in on this, okay, because I believe it's necessary. It's absolutely necessary because you're talking about organisms acquiring new genetic traits, right, that either make them, you know, more advanced, or rather you should say more apt to survive, right?
Yeah.
So do we agree on that then? So in order for evolution to be true, you must be able to demonstrate that evolution has in fact produced new genetic information. I mean, come on, you have molecules and then you have living, you know, breathing animals, which have all sorts of new genetic information, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't agree with like the verbiage here, or maybe not the verbiage, but like the what is doing whatness of this. I just don't. The framing. Stop doing things.
Okay, I'm not trying to find a gotcha.
Sorry.
It's all right. I'm not trying to find a gotcha. I'm just trying to find common ground so that, you know, we can actually get somewhere.
So, like, somebody in the comments said natural selection is a sieve or a sieve. I don't know how you actually, I think I say the word sieve, but whatever, S-I-E-V-E. So, like, it's strange. The genetic differences are pretty much randomly caused. But which traits and characteristics and genes end up with or create better statistical odds for surviving and reproducing, that's the non-random selection part. Oh, you must have got a phone call.
Okay. All right. So can you give me any example of, you know, any beneficial mutation that is the result of new genetic information?
I'm pretty sure we've done examples like we talked about the bacteria where they deleted the gene for digesting lactose before, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then they obtained it back. I think that's another great example. So
antibiotic resistant bacteria would be another one. I'm working on a book, and so there's an example that I thought of in the book, because I was writing a response to the claim that, and I know you're not making this claim, but there's a claim that most mutations are harmful, but mutations are the driving force for evolution, therefore natural selection can't favor mutations. So humans, for example, we have the gene for making this enzyme called, and I am not going to be able to remember this, but the enzyme is called L-glucono-Y-lactone oxidase. That is an enzyme that is used by our bodies to produce something called L-glucono-lactone oxidase, which is an enzyme that helps us make vitamin C, right? So we have the gene for that, but it's mutated to the point where it doesn't work anymore. That's the case for all primates, guinea pigs, some bats, and some birds. Now, the mutation, that would be a change in information. To me, it's just a semantics game if you want to call that new information or not. But it's kind of like, well, how could that be beneficial? Well, if there's enough vitamin C in the environment that we can get it, you know, through our diet, then by getting rid of this trait that we have, it preserves metabolic energy because our cells have to use energy to make proteins and enzymes. And now that we're just getting vitamin C from the environment, this mutation that led to a loss of function actually benefits us.
Okay, so it sort of sounds like this is like a vestigial gene. Something that we still have,
yeah,
but
kind
it's
of.
Mutated
this actually,
away. That's what it kind
of
sounds
of,
like.
A
to
lot
me.
Of, I never thought about it that way. A lot of people say, like Voice of Reason, he loses his mind when you say vestigial organs because he says there's no such thing. But this really pretty much is a vestigial gene. It actually does not do anything for
Yeah,
us.
well, I mean, I think that the problem is that the argument for evolution from vestigial structures is all about how you're losing things. It doesn't really explain how you got them, or really, I think, even give a good purpose for why you're losing them. I mean, for example, we all have to get our wisdom teeth taken out because our skulls are shrinking. Why is that, right? Is that how evolution works? You just lose everything until you have it all? Like,
Well,
I do think it's sort of a weak argument, but Peterson,
there's
I must press you
trade-offs.
on this, man.
Go
I
ahead,
must
go ahead.
press you on this. So, okay, I'm asking, can you give any example of any mutation that's a result of new genetic information? And your answer is, we removed genes from bacteria and then they evolved them back. Is that
So,
fair?
if you,
Oh, wait,
like, that would be an
excuse me. Let me
example.
add
And when you
one
say
thing. You
new,
are
I don't know
correct,
if you
by the
mean
way.
added or just changed, because new can mean different things.
I realize that's what I was just about to correct. So you're definitely right about the semantics. So let me clarify. I'm talking about not a change either in an individual or a population, but a change in the genome. Very specific, because this is fundamental to what you believe. Okay, you believe in from molecules to man that absolutely new genetic information must be able to be produced. And I don't think you can give any examples. So, for example, the one you just gave about how we removed a gene from bacteria and it gained it back is actually pretty great. Because guess what? How did the gene get there? Just taking it away doesn't demonstrate the point, which is that it must have been at some point, you believe, new genetic information. So I don't think that follows at all. And can you give me
I
any
got it.
other example?
Yeah. So there are myriapods. Do you know what Hox genes are?
No.
So if you Google Hox genes, what you'll probably see is a diagram of a fly and a human. Yep, that's exactly what I found. So Hox genes are, they're sort of like organizing genes. There's so many things that are really fascinating about them. So they actually, our chromosomes are just segments of genes one after the other, and the Hox genes line up on the chromosomes in the same order in which they appear on our bodies. So if on a chromosome you have some genes that are involved in the some Hox genes that are involved in the formation of, basically Hox genes are turned on during embryonic development and help guide the
Okay.
formation of our bodies from a weird amorphous embryo blob with no
Cool.
distinguishing features to us, right?
Right.
So they literally, the genes literally show up in order. So, like a Hox gene that would be involved in the head is literally above the genes that control, like, the midsection on a chromosome. So, it's mapped out along with the body. Now, we've
Sounds like
found
a
these
very
Hox.
complex mechanism.
Yeah, kind of, well, it's sort of it. The mechanism itself, the genes themselves, aren't necessarily the most complicated thing, but it's the timing in which they're switched on and off, which leads to all the craziness. But, anyways.
Well, Peterson, no, that's actually my point. Because if you can admit that these genes are being turned on and off, that's stating what's actually happening. Genes are turned on and off, and these things can be affected by your environment and by the diet that an organism eats. Charles Darwin, for
Yeah.
example, observed the finches, and based on where they were on the island, the type of seeds they were trying to get into, some beaks were thicker and shorter, and others were longer and pointier. Okay, so what my point is that
Actually, I haven't answered the question yet.
Listen, all the information already existed in the genome to get all these traits. And just as you pointed out, it's merely a matter of turning them on or off. So, can you give me an
Yeah.
example of
I
any
am.
mutation that is a result of new genetic
Yes.
information? No, you aren't, because you just said that it
Well, I
depended
wasn't done
upon how
yet.
they're turned on or not.
Yeah, no, I
Okay,
know. Well,
let's hear it.
we kind of veered off course very slightly, but I wasn't
Okay.
done yet. So anyways, these
My
Hox
bad.
genes exist, and so, like, if you look at an insect, they have certain Hox genes for that control, like, the development of their appendages, their limbs or whatever. So insects have six or three pairs of legs. Crabs or crust true, well, it's different. Some crabs have five pairs, and then others have more. But myriapods, which are centipedes and millipedes, they have multiple, like, they don't literally have 1,000 or 100 legs, but they have multiple copies of those Hox genes. And so that is what has made them be able to repeat their body segments multiple times, and
Cool.
they have so many legs. So the duplication of those has led to, well, it's the reason they look the way they do.
Very cool. That sounds like you just gave an amazing fact. I don't think that you've answered the question. Okay, evolution depends upon you being able to produce new genetic information. This is how you go from molecules to man. And I'm challenging you that you can't even give me one. Okay, so I don't think you answered the question. Genes replicating, okay, the
But
Hox genes, you have not demonstrated how you can produce new genetic information. So, Peterson, can you give me an example of any mutation that is the result of new genetic information?
so if a pre-existing gene gets copied, that doesn't count.
No, because the gene pre-existed. That's the point. Shuffling genes does not explain how you get genes that produce new things, okay, which is what evolution depends upon. So, for example,
Okay.
people will give an ex they talk about, I just spoke with someone actually a few hours ago who pointed out, hey, there are moths, and they had adapted some lighter and some darker outside this factory, and it was proof that these things had evolved. That word's so tricky because guess what? The information to produce a black and a white moth and a gray moth and even other wild colors already exist. It pre-exists in the genome. So can you give me an example of any mutation that's a result of new genetic information?
So, like, I could.
Peterson, there aren't any. Okay, there aren't any. And
Well,
that's because
you've started off with the conclusion, though. So you're asking a question in bad faith.
no, it's
I
the
had
same
another
it
example I was going to give you.
Okay, let's hear it then. But I just want to be fair. You just did the same thing. So someone just asked you about there being aliens over there in life, and you said, "Well, there must be, right? We can't say we haven't studied everything, but
No,
yet
I
you
didn't
have
say
up
that.
there. Yes, you did. Look at
No,
your
I said we
recording.
haven't ruled it out.
But yet, when that kid asked you about miracles, you said there are no miracles. It's never happened, Peterson. Unless
Right.
you've investigated everybody who's ever talked about miracles or claimed to have a miracle, right? Even proven by, being tested by doctors, you have no right to say such things. So you do the same thing, all right? But go ahead, please. Give me the example.
Fair enough. My argument was like a statistical argument. But anyways, so like I just let me try to give a generic example to see if this would count in your opinion. Because if it doesn't count in your opinion, then I don't want to waste my time and give a bunch of different examples.
Dude, that's
But
semantics. This has nothing to do with my opinion. It has to do with the facts. Evolution depends upon you being able to produce new genetic information. It's
yeah.
not whether it qualifies according to me, it's if it qualifies in fact. So,
Okay.
can you give an example of any mutation that's a result of new genetic information?
I think so, but it's just going to depend on how we think about this. So, what Charles Darwin didn't use evolution in his book. He didn't use that word. He called it descent with modification. So, in order for an organism to develop a new characteristic that is controlled by genes, what would have to happen is some gene or some groups of genes would have to be duplicated, which I hear you say, well, that's copying pre-existing information. That's not new information.
No, you
And
admitted
that's,
that it pre-exists, and I'm pointing out that's the point. Give me
yeah, but
something that doesn't
to me, that's
pre-exist.
new, but you're just saying, well, that's a copy of something that already exists. Fair
Yeah, that's
enough.
a fact.
But what if genetic information gets copied? So we have like multiple copies of a gene, but then that gene mutates until it has a completely different function.
My
Does that
only
still not
question.
count?
Oh, of course it would count, but Peterson, that
Okay.
function would have to be the result of new genetic information. If you're
Yeah.
just turning existing genes on or off to get that function, not the same. Your theory is therefore
Well, with the
unsupported.
myriapods, it's not just turning it on and off in a different way. It's literally different copies of it. So like, for example, crustaceans, or even myriapods, their appendages function completely differently than insects do. So like the fact that the crabs have grasping claws in the front, which are large and are not necessarily ever used for locomotion, makes them fundamentally different from the insect legs, which in pretty much all cases are used for that. So we would have an example of like genes that have been copied, and then the genes have been altered so that it changes that structure, and then that structure has new function. I what the other
Dude, I
example
do, like
the
I
other example I had.
you're either misunderstanding me on purpose or on accident. I'm not sure which one it is. But Peterson, listen, I've told you I agree that evolution is real, but it depends on what we mean. If you're talking about organisms adapting to their environment and the things that they eat so that we get many diverse animals, some of which even produce mutations of a shifting of genes that can produce new metabolic functions. No problem with that. The problem is that you are working with existing genetic information, and your idea depends upon the ability to produce new genetic information. And so, what you're
Yeah.
doing is you're giving an example of the fact, which I agree with, and then you're using that to purport your theory, which is that this is how molecules turned into something that was then cell dividing, and then it turned into the first thing, that was. I mean, that lived, and then it crawled out the water, and then it evolved again. Like, it depends upon this. So you're using the fact, I agree with, to assert a whole lot of assumption, man. You could win this argument so simply if you just pointed out a clear example of an animal that produced a mutation that was completely non-pre-existing in its genome. That's all you have to do.
But if a gene mutates and now that gene has a new function, that's new genetic information. It's if
False.
it's an alter, I get, well, but you're just saying it's a change of pre-existing information. But
That's yes, and you admitted that with your hex genes. You
that's
have
the only
already admitted that.
possible way that new genetic information could ever be accumulated, because organisms don't get new genes by eating them from the environment, and then the genes go into their genome. Obviously, the genes have to either be mutated or copied and then mutated. That is how new genetic information comes about. It's the only way it even
False.
can come about.
False.
Well, then
Absolutely
how can
false.
genetic information change then?
Listen, what we observe, no matter what we're talking about, plants, animals, is that things produce after their kind. We do have species that are very diverse in themselves, okay? We can take dogs, and some can live in super hot climates, and some can live in super cold climates, okay? We see animals produce according to their kind. Just like the Bible says, just like all scientific papers reproduce every single day. Call it divergent evolution, call it speciation, call it what you want. That's all we observe. That is not the same function that can produce new genetic information. Listen, when you say things like, oh,
But why?
humans and apes have a similar genome, or their DNA is almost the same. All of this is literally proving my point that all the genetic information to get all the variety that we see in every kind of animal already exists. You believe long ago and
Okay.
far away that something that was less evolved produced something greater than itself. But yet animals today don't do
I would
that.
say different than
So
itself.
listen, what you're
Awesome.
saying is not correct, okay? You are giving an example of real factual science and then using that to purport your theory, your idea, your religion, Peterson. You take by
Okay,
faith that
it's
somewhere
getting
in the
preachy now. We're not
past,
talking about science
listen,
anymore.
somewhat you take by faith that sometime in the past things produce something other than their kind.
No,
But
I
today
take it
in the
on the
present,
evidence.
listen, no, you don't. Clearly
Yes, I
not, because you still
do.
haven't provided. Well, then give me the evidence, Peterson. I'm asking for it.
Well, we're
I'm
talking
begging
about
for it.
the topic has changed a little bit. For the evidence for that, I would just
No,
point to.
I get torqued off sometimes. Okay, the Christian that you just spoke with before, that boy is confused, all right? And you sit here and you teach these things and they will destroy faith, Peterson. And yeah, it torques me off. So I'm here to put you in your place tonight. Give me an
Okay.
example of how your theory is possible.
Well, I feel like I have, but so you told me that you didn't you tell me like this started off with you saying you agree that evolution does happen? You don't think it goes as far as I think it happens, but you do think evolution happens, right?
It all depends on what we mean when we use the word. Okay, I love my dog, I love my wife, and I love Chinese food. Those are different types of love, but we have the same word for all of them, love. It's the
Okay,
same
well,
thing with evolution.
what do you mean by
There's
evolution?
many kinds of evolution. You need to
Okay, like
state
what
what
though?
you mean. I told you,
I'm
animals
trying
can
to find common
adapt.
ground here.
Animals can adapt, okay, based
Yes.
on their environment and the things that they eat. I've been very clear. And they can
Agreed.
produce even different mutations that show new metabolic functions. We've seen this. That is not the same thing of
But
producing
that's new
a
genetic
to
information.
listen, it's a sh no, I said metabolic capabilities is the
Well, yeah,
point,
but that's
okay?
controlled by genes.
Exact that pre-exists, Peterson. That's the point. So you give an
Yes,
example of the
but
fact that I agree
how
with and
can
then
we?
use it to purport your theory, which is
Right.
unsupported.
So my question is, how can an organism acquire a new adaptation then? It
It's called
has to
natural
gain
selection.
new, it has to gain new genetic information. The
Listen,
genetic information
Peterson,
in it has to change. And if it changes, it's new information.
I understand, Peterson. I own Charles Darwin's books, okay? Nat, I own both, including The Descent of Man. I've read them. I fully understand. Listen, Charles Darwin only had a degree in theology. And the other guy who coined the term natural
I think he
selection
had a
with
degree in
him
geology.
also, in theology, facts.
No, I think
And
he had a
listen,
degree in geology.
I do not believe so. If he did, it was after his voyage. His first book was written. The only degree he had was as a theologian. Okay. The point, all right, is that natural selection was thought about by creationists. They were creationists at first. Natural selection selects. It's a selective process. It's like the quality, it's literally built into the name. Natural
Yeah.
selection does not create. And that is what your theory demands. It demands the creation of new genetic information, not metabolic functions, not
No.
characteristics or traits, new genetic information. And you
No,
can't give
it's
an
an
example.
unconscious selective process.
And last time we spoke, I pointed out that if that is true, you even have a bigger problem due to the science of probability, because the pool of options that do not work is so much greater than the pool that does. You could have 10 billion years, and you still wouldn't even sift through the ginormous amount of combinations of these amino
Yeah,
acids, these proteins
but
that
that's
do
only if you're
not
looking
work.
for the amino acids that we happen to have today. It completely negates the idea of all the other possible workable amino acid combinations that form proteins. And we don't even know what those are because they're innumerable, basically.
So I listen, I'm just saying I think that's harder on your theory than it is mine. You see, because I believe
It
that
can
there was
be.
a designer who intentionally created the world and the things in it. You can call it the God of the gaps.
But the
I
creator is
observe
more
things get
complex than the
created.
process you're scrutinizing. So
Correct?
you've inserted an untestable hypothesis, which is more complicated than the question itself, to
It's not
satisfy the
untestable.
answer of this thing is so complicated that it couldn't have happened.
It's
So we have to
not
insert something
untestable.
even more complicated to satisfy it.
False. It can be tested. Absolutely. We watch people create things all the time.
But God
Okay.
is
What they
more
co
complex than.
Yes, he is, but that is testable. Okay. We see things be created.
Don't you
And
see
on the
the irony, though?
contrary, we don't, listen, I admit that it makes assumptions. I can totally admit that. I wasn't there and see God create the world, Peterson. But you will
Uh-oh,
not
we have
admit that,
666 guests. Oh,
yeah,
we
but
changed.
you will not sit here and acknowledge that you make numerous assumptions to propose that evolution can do things that we cannot see it today do. All right? It's that simple.
I mean, the
You and
past
all
is
your buddies
unobservable, duh.
take by faith that these magic events happened in the past that don't happen today.
It's not based on
It's.
faith.
It is based on faith because I've been sitting here begging you to give me one example of a
I've been
mutation that
trying.
produces new genetic information, and you can't do it. You've given examples
But,
of
well, I don't.
replication.
You're. T
It's
I,
so
okay.
simple.
Can I ask a question? Do you think it's even possible for new genetic information to be acquired?
Yes.
Okay, I've given you examples of how I think it happens, and you keep rejecting them. So I just want to hear what how you think it is possible, and then I'll see if I know of examples of that
Oh,
happening.
no, great question. And this is so funny that this is coming from you, an evolutionist who boasts of their knowledge of science. Because guess what, Peterson? No, guess what? Science is not what is possible, what may be, what might have happened. It's what did happen. It's according to the facts, what you can demonstrate and prove right here in 2023. So it doesn't matter what's possible, it matters what's factual, what's supported by the evidence. So, Peterson, I'm going to ask one more time. Can you give one example of a
What?
beneficial mutation
I
that is the
have, but you
result of new
reject
genetic
them.
information?
So I'm
No, you
asking you
haven't. Oh my gosh.
to give me
Peterson,
like your
you have
qualifiers. What would
admitted,
actually count as an answer? Because I've
you have
given you
fully
answers.
admitted that these are
Oh,
replicative
man, come
processes.
on.
Listen,
Yes, and
you've
if they
admitted it.
mutate, then that
Watch
changes
the
the genetic
replay.
information. That's new genetic information. So
Listen,
you
there you
keep
have it.
rejecting that. So I'm at, you said it
Changes.
is possible.
It.
So tell me, you say my mechanism isn't an example of this happening. So how could it in theory happen? And then I'll see if I can give you an example. Because I'm just
Okay,
not
that's
saying it in a
fine.
way that you accept.
Listen, okay, mutations do happen. They happen all the time. Most of them are not beneficial. You get a two-headed turtle, you get a
That's not true.
five-legged sheep. That's the first one the wolf's gonna catch, okay? These are not beneficial. And that is the process of a shuffling of genetic information. Because the information for a head already exists in the genome. The information for an extra leg already exists within the genome. The information for a moth changing from one kind to another already exists in the genome. So sure, based on a mutation, you give it enough time, maybe it could happen. It's really what it's called is the fallacy of a vending machine. Because you could throw in a bouncy ball that's blue in a vending machine of all green, and you say, well, just twist it enough and eventually you'll get it. That's not how probability works. If the probability is 1 in 1 million, when you're on try 900,999, the probability is still 1 in 1 million. That's not how it works.
Mick, you're
So you're
not answering my
making,
question.
yes, I am. It's possible based on mutations, but the problem is that there's way larger of a gene pool that doesn't work than does. We've talked about this. So you could have 4 billion
Said
years.
it's
You
possible
still
through
don't have enough time.
mutations. I've
Yes,
given you examples of mutated genes. That's
Peterson,
new genetic information.
no, it's not. You've already said it's a
Why?
changing of genetic information. Listen, you can
Yes,
laugh.
new
Watch the
information.
replay. Watch the replay,
I
okay?
know what I said.
Obviously not. Okay, because you've
If
admitted that this is
a
the
gene
result of turning genes
mutates
on
and
and
has a
off.
new function, that is new genetic information.
Dude, but these things are the result of a shuffling of that already exists in the genome. You've admitted this, and we're already
No, 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 no,
manipulating
no,
this
no, 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 no,
today.
no. That's not
Yes,
true.
we do.
No, no,
Dude,
no,
they're
no, no,
talk
no.
they dude,
No, no, no.
scientists in biology
You're
talk
talking
about
about recombination that happens like during meiosis, the shuffling of genes. Yes, parents only pass on half their genetic information to their offspring, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an actual change in the genes, like the gene being mutated in some way.
Listen, if we're getting caught up on whether change and new are the same thing or not, then my apologies. But I think I've been very clear. When I am saying new, I mean new, not change, not shuffle, not replicate, which are the examples you have given. All right? New. That's how you would get a molecule to man. Your
So
theory depends upon the ability to produce new genetic information. All right, not a changing of what already exists. How did you even get the DNA to begin with? You guys dismiss a biogenesis as if it doesn't even matter. No, for real, you make a dozen assumptions to hold to your belief while you sit here and destroy other kids' faith, like that poor child who was on here before. It's shameful, man.
Okay,
It's freaking
if
shameful. You are just as religious. You believe in
No,
just
I'm
as much
not.
freaking garbage. Yes, you
Come on, dude.
do.
Let's just talk about the science and not preach.
It's
If
a
a
joke.
gene if a gene gets duplicated, how does that happen? The cellular machinery has to literally pull
Peterson, how
nucleotides.
did you get a
Dude,
gene to begin
I let you
with?
talk for so long. If
No,
a
you keep
gene
asking the same question.
If a gene gets duplicated, it means that the cellular machinery literally has to pull nucleotides, which are manufactured by the cellular machinery, and it will add those new nucleotides to the DNA. It literally puts new genetic in- yes, it's a copy of pre-existing information. It's not okay. Please let me do this. I don't have. Dang it. Okay.
Yes, I know it does exactly what you're saying it does. But
the only thing I have is a dollar bill, so this is I think illegal, but whatever. Please don't report me. Okay, if I take this dollar bill and I cut it in half, I now have two pieces. But when genes are duplicated, that's not what we're not taking the already existing gene and cutting it in half and saying now there are two of them. No, it's just an exact copy of it is produced. That's new genetic information.
Okay, so
in that, it can't be considered anything other than that.
Okay, so Peterson, definition, I think it makes sense.
I'm a teacher. I could not afford to do that.
No, hold it up and be sure to drop Planet Peterson to get. No, I don't mean to come off too strong, but your dollar example is actually phenomenal. Okay, so if that is what you were talking about when you say new, as in. Right. It's even though it's a copy, it's new. Okay. Yeah. You're right. That's not what I'm talking about, Peterson. I'm talking about how did you get the dollar to begin with? You know what? Because your belief is saying that dollar bill evolved into a five. And then the $5 bill evolved into a 10, and then the 10 into a $100 bill. How did that happen? Because that takes
mutations.
New genetic information.
Well, or changes in genetic information.
Okay, listen, I already told you, you're committing the vending machine fallacy. You don't have to get it. Yes, just because you want to say you have 4 billion years to shuffle and eventually you might get it. Dude, you can just sit here and believe exactly like creationists do, which is that things reproduce according to their time, their kind. Okay, the species are diverse, their diet, their environment, even in epigenetics, the craziest things can be imprinted and passed on. Not the same thing as molecules to man. And quite frankly,
but
you should just
hold
this
out. Where does genetic information come from?
Dude.
Not abiogenesis.
Dude, I would love to talk about that. All the experiments, Miller and Urey and all their failed attempts to produce life from non-living material. The point still stands. You cannot produce the example that I'm asking for. And your theory depends upon it.
Okay. Hey, is it okay with you if I bring Science with Simon in?
No.
Okay.
You don't get help.
Okay, fair enough.
Did you let someone in to help that Christian kid when he was on here alone with you?
Well, there was nobody. I wasn't trying to turn him into an atheist. He didn't really.
Yeah, but he is ignorant of the facts that show your belief system is based on faith. You take by faith. People sit here and say, Michael, you believe all
people
the animals on Noah's Ark came from Noah's Ark? Dude, you believe all things in general came from nothing.
People,
you take multiple assumptions and it's crazy.
People in the real world are not going to be exposed to two opposing ideas all the time and have the convenience of sifting through them. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we are the product of our environment and there's some things we can't do anything about. For better or for worse, I like the things I like and don't like the things that I don't like. But I don't, it's okay.
Yeah, it is okay, but not when you're destroying people's faith by your magic, fanatical, freaking imagination, okay? That's when it's not okay.
I could say the same thing. I could say you're undermining science with your fanatical, dogmatic, theocratic ideas. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
Geology, but biology, astronomy, all these were started by creationists who believed in God. Okay. Kepler, Boyle, they're all creationists. No, because people who look for design in nature, Peterson, can easily copy it and create technologies.
Some of these people were persecuted in their times for their beliefs.
It's totally true, and by the church, and rightly so. The church has been ridiculous, a form of control, manipulated, filled with pedos. I agree, but that doesn't discredit the facts that evolution, Darwinian evolution, okay, is a religious belief.
No, it's
you
not.
Believe.
It's based
yes,
on
it is.
Evidence.
Natural selection cannot produce new genetic information like
but
you purport it does.
Well, okay,
no.
I agree. Natural selection can't, but it's not
mutations. It's
purported to or supposed to.
Listen, you admitted that you were talking about a shuffling. Then you mentioned that technically
shuffling.
I
never used those words.
And then you talked
about
copying.
Duplicated.
Duplicated.
I never said
you've admitted.
Shuffling.
Okay, then we'll stick with duplicated, Peterson. You've
Yeah.
admitted that genes get duplicated. That is not the same thing as being new, okay?
But
Tell me. No,
you
Peterson,
agreed with
no,
my
wait a
dollar
second.
example.
Yes, Peterson, but that's not the same. Tell me, did a molecule turn into a man by duplicating? No, okay? It needed to produce
Well,
new
it
genetic
needed to duplicate,
information.
I would say it had to duplicate more than once to do that. Guys, can I get some roses? Because I need to replace this dollar. This
Yeah, drop Peterson some
this
love.
life has so far cost me $1. I'm pretty sure Mick has at least, I don't know how much 490 coins is, but I'm pretty sure it's at least a dollar.
Dude, I'll donate it right to you, man. I'll give it right to you. You
I am
know,
down
man,
a
you're
dollar
like,
so far.
dude, you know that you Blitz and even Simon is a great guy. Like, I really like you torqued me off a little with this last guess. I'm not gonna lie, okay? Because you have so much,
Remember
you're
what you were
so
talking
smart,
about.
you're so freaking intelligent, you know all this stuff, and yet you purport things that are not as scientifically supported as you think, as if they are fact, and it can destroy people's faith. I could hear that kid struggling, and it's offensive to me, kind of. It is. You torqued me off a little bit, but for real, you're a solid guy, dude.
I don't
Much
think
love to
any of
you.
the I don't think he lost any conviction in his faith. He just didn't know how to ask what he wanted to ask. He changed the subject a lot. So I think that kid will be fine.
Okay, that's somewhat fair.
So like I really disagree with how you think that I formulate my beliefs or how science formulates its beliefs. So like
Just some of
for
them.
abiogenesis, for example, there is no, I fully admit there's no direct evidence of how abiogenesis happened,
Yeah, I know.
right?
You take it by
But the
faith. Yeah.
only ev no. The evidence only points in one direction, that life almost certainly arose naturally out of physical chemistry here on our planet.
It
We
couldn't have
have a
been
very
created.
very little amount of data specifically to that, but it's the only direction that data points in.
False. There is an absolutely better one, and that's that God designed it. Because you know what? Just like computer code doesn't originate by chance through
Right.
natural processes long ago in the past,
But
no,
what's the
it
evidence
happens
of the
by thoughtful
creator?
minds who create it. It's the same thing with the first line of DNA in a bacteria. Okay, where did it come from? It does not come about through natural processes. The best explanation
But this
is
is
that
just,
it was created.
but that's just an argument from incredulity, isn't it?
No,
It's just,
not,
it
no,
could
because
only
you.
have been created by a creator, therefore that's evidence of a creator.
Peterson, was that my argument? Was that my
I know you
argument?
didn't say
No.
those words, but that's how I understood it.
Okay, well, if that's what I was saying, it's definitely weak, but that's not what I said. I said today we can see humans create code, and we don't believe code can come about by chance for no reason through natural processes. But DNA is code. In fact, it's living code. It's even more complex, and in the same line of reasoning, I don't think it makes the most sense to think it came by natural processes. I think the best explanation is just like a man invents code, God invented the code in DNA. It follows perfectly natural.
Okay, that's your argument.
Yep.
You want to keep going, or I
No, that's
mean.
good. I will peace out. I appreciate you listening to me be sort of annoying. I get it. I must be super annoying. I'm a little torqued off at that last combo, man. I'm not gonna lie.